Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We encourage you to tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to answer your Bible questions. We encourage you to write those questions to the Harrisburg Church of Christ, 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. There are copies of these radio programs. There's overviews of every book in the Bible. There are special studies. There are sermons and audios. And there's also written material that you can download and read. Please check it out. We think you'll find it very valuable. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given our meeting times for our worship services at Harrisburg. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This morning's questionnaire asked, is it sinful to worry? Well, that's a very good question, especially in the times that we are presently living in. Let me begin by reading a text for you out of Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 25. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about what your body or what you will put on it. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valued than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the fields. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. In this passage, we are told that we are not to worry. The question was asked at a time when Jesus was teaching against undue solitude for food, clothing, and shelter. But this principle of living life free from tension of worry is to be applied to all needs and problems. Be careful for nothing. In nothing be anxious. That's what Paul told the Philippians in Philippians 4 and verse 6. No teaching is more universally needed than this against worry. Worry, worry. You see the evidence of it everywhere you turn. The furrowed brow, the set jaw, the anxious stare, the nervous pace. Consequently, people are having sleepless nights, nervous breakdowns, stomach ulcers, and stress, stress, stress. Youth worry because he's not old. The old worry because they're not young. The educated worry because they know so much. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 18. While the ignorant worry because they know so little. The rich worry because they have so much. Luke 12, 17. And the poor worry because they have so little. Some worry because of the past. Others worry because of the future. And on the beat goes. This teaching is also needful because worry is so useless. There are two things about which no one should worry. First, nobody should worry about that which he cannot help. The difficulty cannot be remedied, accepted without fretting. Second, no person should worry about that which he can help. Instead, he should get busy and remove the cause of the anxiety. This is always good advice. Whatever thy hand find to do it with all thy might. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Furthermore, this teaching is essential because worry is so harmful. Work does not hurt us, for our God commands it. This we commanded you, that if any should not work, neither should he eat. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. It is worry that leads to death and kills and bad health and all other types of illnesses. To conquer worry, we must forget the past. This is one of the principles that guided Paul's life. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward into those things that are before. Philippians 3:13. There was enough in Paul's past to run him crazy, if he dwelt upon it. Therefore, he put his mistakes behind him as a work of ignorance, 1 Timothy 1:13, and pressed forward to a brighter future, Philippians 3:14. If we, too, have made mistakes in the past, we should derive what wisdom we can from them, get forgiveness from them, and then forget them. One of the finest of arts is the art of forgetting. We should learn to pray at the close of day, Father, Thou gave me this day. I have done the best that I could with it. If I have made mistakes, forgive me. And if I have won any victories, I humbly give Thee thanks. It was gracious to Thee to give me the day. But, Father, for good or bad, the day is over and I am through with it, and I am giving it back to Thee. In Christ's name, amen. Very short prayer, but very poignant. Powerful. This Spirit will conquer any worry which might have from the past. Think about the principles that we just mentioned in this little short prayer, and will help you to put your past in the past. Living life a day at a time is another essential thing to overcoming worry. Jesus stated it this way, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." This is the only way we can live life, for the past is gone, the future has not yet come. It is a mistake to try to live in either the past or the future. It distracts from the present and hinders what you can do in the present. Life has become unbearable to many because they're trying to live it in the lump. We are reminded of the man who counted the number of times he would have to tie and untie shoes if he lived to be 70. It was too much for him and he committed suicide. No person is strong enough to bear the weight of all of that if it's in the future. Some have grossly misunderstood this philosophy of life, thinking that Jesus taught something much different. But he did not, because the best preparation any man can make for the future is to do well what needs to be done today. Doing your best today makes it much easier for you to do better tomorrow. Such activity kills worry, but idleness breeds anxiety. It permits the imagination to run riot and to suppose a million different ills that will overtake us. Another thing necessary to doing worry is the acceptance of self. We must accept the fact that different people have different talents and different degrees of ability. Even Jesus taught that in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30. Even though we are a one-talent man, it is to our advantage to accept the fact and develop the talent rather than uselessly worry about what we do not have. We are on the road to inward peace and contentment if we accept ourselves as we are, even though we have severe handicaps. A lady once said that the happiest day of her life was the day she ceased trying to be beautiful. In accepting self, we should turn our obstacles into stepping stones rather than to worry over them. If as a man thinketh in his own heart, so is he, Proverbs 23:7. Therefore, the world will never be any different for us unless we think differently about us and about it. Curing worry is not an outside problem. It is an inside job. No outside circumstances can prevent worry. The right mental outlook will enable us to convert our difficulties into blessings. Those who will not accept the misfortune will never know peace, but rather experience a raging civil war within them that will continually drag them down. Finally, and basically the only way to get out of this vicious cycle of worry and find inward peace is for one to accept God. Our worries are only the outward symptom of a deep-seated ailment, a lack of faith in our God. The faith that accepts God at His word, His commands, and His promises will rally to our aid and the conquering forces that we've already mentioned. The coins we carry in our pockets bear the famous inscription, "In God we trust." Does that mean anything to us? The basic promise is to get those words inscribed in our hearts. It is a command, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding." Proverbs 3:5. This is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:23. One reason some people cannot find peace is that their ideal of God is too small. It is good to ask ourselves, how big is our God? Is our faith big enough to accept a God who is big enough to carry out these big problems? If so, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Please remember in the passages that we read earlier that God knows that we need all these things. God understands that we need food, shelter, and clothing. He understands that we need the ability to provide a living in order to take care of the needs of our family. He knows that we need good health. He knows that we need different things in life in order to take care of all the responsibilities and duties that we have as individuals, as husbands and wives and mothers and fathers. Yes, God understands. But dear listener, how does worry change the outcome? We need to understand that we need to worry not, but to trust God. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't plan for the future. That doesn't mean it's wrong to plan for retirement, plan for your kids' future. It's not wrong to do that. But needless worry is to worry about things that we cannot control, things that are beyond our ability to change the outcome. You know, the farmer plants the crops. He puts the soil, tends the soil, puts the seed in, and then he has to wait for the rain and the sun in order to give his crops the needed things in order to grow and produce a harvest. He can worry himself in the grave about the weather, but he can't control the weather. That's beyond his ability to do. He prays and trusts God, and he does the best he can. And that's all any of us can do. You know, living one day at a time is excellent advice. The past is the past. We need to put it there. And we need to learn from our mistakes. We need to forgive ourselves. And we need to move on. And we need to not carry the continuing baggage of our past. When Jesus forgives our past, it's forgotten. We need to learn to do the same. The future, that's not ours yet. The future is not guaranteed to any man, for we don't know what will happen tomorrow. That is something that will be a gift of God if it is realized, and so we must accept that. But we do have today. We have today, and we have this moment, and so we must do the best that we can to work and to do the things that we know that we can do and should do in order to take care of all our duties and responsibilities, and then to trust God to help us carry the burdens that sometimes get too weighty, that we sometimes fall under the pressure of, and turn some of that over to God and not worry about it. I have a very good friend that I think a great deal of that has a very difficult time in this area of worry. One of the things I've tried to tell him, and I want to share with you, is that we must allow God to help us. We must put our faith and trust in God. He knows the things that we need. His children will not go hungry. His children will not have to beg. And He will take care of all the things that we need. Remember what Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you." Those other things are things that are needed, things that are necessary. He did not say that He would give us all that we wanted or all that we desired. He would give us all that we need. And we need to trust Him to fulfill that in our lives. And one of the ways that we fulfill that is we do what we can, and then we turn the rest over to Him. Is it wrong to worry? It's wrong to worry needlessly about things you cannot control. It shows a lack of faith and trust in God. Let God help us to deal with our worry, and let us lean upon Him and lean upon the truth that He cares for us and loves us, and He will give us what is needed at the appropriate time. Yes, dear listener, worry is a robber of peace and security. Thank you for the question. Please tune in again next week. Have a wonderful day.